Glory be unto you that made kindness to me a worship for men. Glorified is the created, but glorious is the creator. You have ordained for me crowns of cloth and silk that men may recognize my majesty. I am enthroned upon their shoulders by your command. They shall enter my presence in humility. Provision is my tribute from them. Respect is my due. With life and blood do they guard me. I am a protected treasure of shrouded light, safe from those who would plunder me with their gaze. You have made me a cradle of life, honored and sacred. Why should I be bound in shackles of forged whim and social expectation, when being true to who I am, you have promised me your face? You have given me my rights in a world that would usurp them. The voices of men are louder and heavier. Praise be unto you that have given unto our speech an equal weighting. Exalted am I above men, that I possess honor beyond need of earning, for nobility is my birthright. By their deeds I shall recognize the virtuous amongst men. By their faults I shall see their humanity. For those judged worthy and noble shall I burden them with a sweet taste. A mercy and love ordained shall be our exchange. A worship of you manifest. A sweet fruit, tasted but never touched, consumed but never eaten. Tasted by the senses and consumed by the heart. I am a taste of paradise incarnate, a reminder of divine mercy. Precious life shall be our gift. Thus glorified shall we be anew, by those seeking shade underneath my feet, by those who would call me mother.